Live from the Ministry of Defence premises where Dad's Army was actually filmed, it's a special edition of the Dad's Army podcast.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run?
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Dad's Army podcast. This is episode number 35 and this time it's our second locations tour. Long-term listeners of the podcast will remember that about this time last year we got on a double-decker bus along with lots of other very knowledgeable individuals from the Dad's Army Appreciation Society and visited a number of the actual locations used throughout the run of Dad's Army. Well, this year we did exactly the same. This was the day before Perry and Croft Day 2009 and we visited a number of different locations that are actually on Ministry of Defence premises. Now, it was a Ministry of Defence ground back in the 60s and 70s when the cast and crew went up there and recorded Dad's Army. It's still Ministry of Defence premises now, and access is not advisable. I was going to say restricted, but it's not really. It's quite easy to get onto the premises. Sometimes by mistake you can just find yourself driving down a road and it says beware Ministry of Defence premises, but on this occasion we were completely legal and above board. We went around a number of different locations that we used way back from as early as the third episode of Dad's Army, that's the black and white episodes Command Decision, all the way through to Battle of the Giants, which is one of the specials, and lots of other locations as well. We were joined by Frank Williams on this occasion and he regaled us with many stories about his time filming Dad's Army. And also, the other very prominent voice is that of Tony Pritchard. Now, Tony is a bit of a Dad's Army guru. He's part of the Dad's Army Appreciation Society, and along with Paul Carpenter, are probably the two most knowledgeable individuals in the country about the programme, how it was recorded, and they have absolute intricate detail of the scripts and some fantastic stories as well. So you'll hear Tony talk to the crowd, as you did last year, about what happened on location filming and describe and talk about the actual episodes the locations we visited were seen in. If you'd like to see some photographs of how these locations look today, then just check out the Dad's Army Podcast blog, which is www.dadsarmypodcast.blogspot.com. And if you click on the slideshow to your right that's headed up locations to May 2009, you'll be able to see, along with some captions, some of the places that we visited. So before we move on to the actual tour and on to the recordings that I made during the event, I need to just mention that it was quite windy, so a lot of the time I was recording through the wind and it does obscure some voices occasionally, but I very much doubt it will spoil your enjoyment that much.
You're listening to the Dad's Army podcast with your host, James.
This is one of his first encounters with Captain Square, and Captain Square offers to supply him rifles if he takes over the platoon. And this is the area in the episode where they have the circus horses going round and round in circles, yeah? They have difficulty getting one of the horses out. So that's filmed here. The big hall used to stand there. Facing you, I don't know if I think there's a picture in the book of the hall. And if you look at, think of the other two episodes, it was filmed adjacent to here, and that was Boots and the Test, and that area there, just the other side of those trees, was the football field and the cricket pitch where they filmed those. And if you think of that episode, in the backdrop of the Test, particularly, you see the building with the tall bell tower. Well, that was there. So those are the episodes that was filmed here. Well, I'll let you have a wander around, take some pictures, and then we'll move on to the next one. Yeah. You weren't in this one, Frank.
I was in the Test.
You was in the Test.
And I can remember John the Measurer saying that he remembered as a small boy,
yes,
being brought to have tea with his parents at the big house that was there. Was it still part of the house still there when we were filming?
Yes.
Yes, I think we were sitting here and he said, I remember looking down to the stable block, which is still there, yeah.
If I remember, you had dirty overalls on when you umpired that game, because Jones had given you his old butcher's things, hadn't he?
I'd forgotten that, yes. I seem to remember it was sort of autumnish when we did the...
Yeah, I think it was cold, yeah.
It was cold, and if you look carefully, I don't think there are many leaves on the trees.
I think if you look really close at some of the action, you can actually see people's breath.
Yes.
You look where it wasn't.
Yes, it wasn't really cricket weather.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've been back to this location, Frank, since you filmed, or have you been before?
No, actually, Pamela Condell and I were invited up to do a tour of this with a number of the people who were evacuated from the villages that were here at the beginning of the war. And the descendants, and they're really very moving in a way, because I was sitting next to an old boy and he was saying, oh, that's where I used to go scrumping apples, and that's where I went to school. And they hadn't been back since they were evacuated at the beginning of the Second World War. Somebody came from America and she said, looking at a pile of rubble, I'm sure that was my house. Can I get off and I can take a brick back to America?
3 episodes filmed in and around this area. Anybody know what the 3 were?
It's the one, well, I can't remember the episode title, but it's the one where the scout or a cadet comes up, blows a trumpet out of Mannering's tent, and comes out
come
in a filthy
temper.
Coming Your Time Is Up was one. That was filmed just over there. Hodges comes along in his van along that way towards here, and all the camping is on that bit of a high grass area there. That's where they actually were camping. Frank, I think you had a hanky on your head.
I had a hanky on my head, that's right, tied in the 4 corners. You never see people do that now, do you?
Yeah.
To keep the sun off, that's right. Yeah. Was I in shorts? I hope not, but I might have been, I don't know.
Shorts and a pullover.
Yeah, I think I was, yeah. Doesn't Bill actually fall into the water?
Of course.
Bill always falls into the water. The boy that blew the bugle pulled into the captain today.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How wonderful. Yes.
Do you have any idea where they did the, whether it was in Stanford or not, an episode called All Is Safely Gathered In, where they had a battle track. So you have to give the address.
That was done on Eric Burrows' farm, which is fairly near Bressingham.
Oh, right.
And Eric and Diana, of course, are now very much part of the society and will certainly be there this evening, but it was on... Eric's farm,
right.
So we did that.
And then the other episode is Battle of the Giants, and that the scene there is where they've got the boats all lined up along here. Yeah, they're doing their initiative tests, and Bill ends up in the water again.
Oh, well, then. And is that the one where I came rushing down saying, oh, isn't this fun?
Absolutely, yes. That's right.
I have to say, I quite often get taken by surprise when I'm watching an episode and I say, I'm often in this one, suddenly I turn up and I don't remember it at all.
As long as you get the repeat fees.
That's all I worry about.
This is from the episode Battle of the Giants, and... this is the scene where they meet head-to-head on the bridge. Captain Square in one side and Mannering in the other, and they try to force each other off the bridge and let each other's tyres down, and Bill ends up in the water again.
Yes. Yes.
Did they dry him up properly after he left to go, or did they just leave him to dry?
No, I think they probably just left him to dry himself.
Bill did tell me a very interesting story, though. When they were doing the rehearsals for filming this, they obviously had a diver to go down and check things out before they did the filming. And the diver was down there, and they'd found an abandoned vehicle that somebody had driven into the river, and it was submerged, and it was just a few feet below the water. And of course, Bill didn't actually dive off the bridge. It was done by the stuntman, but he would have landed straight on this submerged vehicle.
Yes, I remember that, yeah. This is Frank Williams, and you're listening to the Dad's Army Podcast.
As I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, this locations tour took place exclusively on Ministry of Defence premises. It was Ministry of Defence premises back in the 60s and 70s, and it's still being used by the Ministry of Defence today. Now, we were quite alarmed to see and hear lots of guns going off, lots of loud explosions as we were touring the site. We had to be accompanied by a, I can't remember his designation or his rank now, but he was quite a senior individual. He was certainly responsible for most of the goings-on over at Stanta. He was also built enormously. He had biceps coming out of his biceps. It was quite incredible. Anyway, one of the new innovations over Stanta has been to create a complete mock-up of an Afghan and an Iraqi village, and our troops, before they deployed, go and train there. And we were offered a quick tour of these training facilities, and it was particularly interesting seeing how our troops train and how realistic these villages actually were. Now, what follows is just a 2.5 minute recording from the member of the forces who is accompanying us on our tour, and he's explaining a little bit about the training facility. I do hope you find it interesting. It hasn't got anything to do with Dad's Army, but it is very pertinent to the land where the program was shot.
Right, this is the obviously nothing to do with the Dad's Army side of life. This is the new Iraqi village and Afghanistan village. This one obviously is for the Afghanistan, and over the other side, Westmere and Eastmere, is the Iraqi side of life. This is what we're using now for training for the environment of Afghanistan. The walls are roughly about the same height that's out there, and this is the problem we've got. Is because we're scared to go in through the gates a lot of the time because they're leaving devices on the other side, we have to blow our own holes into the wall. So we'll place something like a bar mine against the side of the wall, and then we'll explode it, and then in the confusion go in and then clear that compound. Obviously we've got things, remote helicopters, remote planes, etc. that go across and give us imagery prior to going to these places. This place at the minute is sort of like the market square. Around here we've got obviously little door fronts. Inside these we've got all the pots and pans, etc. Car parts, etc. So then the guys have got to go in there and search them. What we've also got inside these places is places where there's underground tunnels, because what they, it's a bit like Vietnam side of life, where they'll shoot, they'll drop down through a tunnel system, go through a maze of areas and then come back out. If you want to have a look around, you'll see how bad it is, because there's no street names, same as out there. So when you've got lads and that, people are firing at you, they know where they're at. We don't know where we're at because it's a new environment to ourselves. And then try and think of the control of the boys as you're going in there. The streets are designed that you can get a vehicle round there to a certain point and you can stop. And because we're using all that out there is warrior vehicles, armoured carriers, and they've got the turrets to swing round with a radon on there, which obviously gives the main armament. You can't turn the vehicle round to shoot. If you're in a wheeled vehicle or something, you get down there and you can't open the doors to get out to actually fight. So when we go across there, we've got to strip down the vehicles more, so that we can get in and out of them vehicles and then fight when necessary. If you want to have a look around, by all means do so. It's a new place, there shouldn't be anything on the floor or anything around here. But just be aware that obviously there is drainage ditches, there is stuff on the floor because it's just been built, there is nails, etc. Just watch yourself if you want to have a wander around. Any questions, give a shout on us.
You're listening to the Dad's Army Podcast with your host, James.
That's about it for episode 35 of the Dad's Army Podcast, a slightly shorter episode this time around. Next time, we'll be taking a listen to some of the speeches the cast and crew made at the Dad's Army Appreciation Society's Members' Meal, which took place actually the same day as the locations tour. That's something to look forward to. We'll also be going through some feedback that we've received. So if you'd like to join other listeners who have already sent in their comments about other episodes of the Dad's Army podcast, or indeed you'd like to make a comment about anything else Dad's Army related, then feel free to send us an email. My email is james@dadsarmypodcast.com. I'm particularly interested if you have a Dad's Army episode that you'd like us to discuss here on a podcast. I mean, if you take a listen to our previous podcast, you'll hear us talk about Don't Forget the Diver in some detail. If you'd like us to give a particular episode the same kind of attention and allow us to go into some big time analysis as we usually do here at the podcast, then feel free to suggest an episode and we'll chat about that in an upcoming podcast. All that really remains is for me to say thank you ever so much to the Dad's Army Appreciation Society for inviting me along on their tour once again. Personally, I find it a fascinating experience, as well as something which I can recall and share with our listeners using the podcast. And I hope you join me next time on episode 36. It should be out, hopefully, in the first couple of weeks in July. Take care, and I look forward to speaking to you very soon.
Well, it's quite clear to me that you listeners have fantastic taste. That's why you're listening to a Dad's Army podcast. Brilliant. So, once you've finished here, why don't you head over to our podcast? We're called Waffle On. And we'll be waffling on about classic TV broadcast between 1960 to 1990. You can find us at iTunes. Just type in Waffle On in the old search bar. Or head to our main page. And that's at http://waffleon.podbean.com. I would be honoured if you join me and my good friend Cal just waffling on about classic, brilliant TV. We'd be honoured if you'd join us.